Welcome back into Power Hour with Sammy Kincaid. I'm Sammy Kincaid in the Strike and Spare studio, and I have with me Paris Lawson from the Oklahoma City Thunder broadcast and digital reporter. Paris, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Training camp has just started, so we are just about to get into the throes of the season, so I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Absolutely, and I definitely want to talk to you about that a little bit later on, but first off, you are from the Nashville area. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself first?
Yeah, for sure. So I was actually born in Nashville, but grew up in Murfreesboro. So I spent most of my time there, went to Siegel Elementary, Siegel Middle, Siegel High School, graduated from Oakland High School, and then also stayed in Nashville for college as well, played basketball at Belmont University, and so really spent my entire life in the Middle Tennessee area. Made a lot of friends through the basketball circuit, played AAU there as well. And then after college is when I got the opportunity with the Thunder. And so living in Oklahoma City, it's the first time I've been outside of Middle Tennessee. So I definitely miss it, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a little bit different of an environment around you, I'd say.
Yes, exactly. Just a little bit different. Honestly, Oklahoma City does remind me of Nashville in a lot of ways. It's very, it's got some Southern, you know, vibes to it. Everybody's really kind, really nice, just like Nashville. And then, just very hometown. It feels like a hometown. So there's some similarities, but I definitely miss Nashville.
That's awesome. Well, you mentioned Oakland. So I do high school football on Fridays, and Oakland has been in our game of the week. Next week will be the second time. So Oakland is pretty good at athletics, a pretty good place to be involved in athletics. You said you played basketball, and you obviously love basketball, but did you play any other sports growing up?
I didn't, actually. It's interesting. I was a one-sport athlete. I picked up a basketball when I was like 5 years old and just loved it and just never put it down. Funny enough, the only other, you know, activity I had for a prolonged period of time was dance. So I actually danced and played basketball up until right before I started high school. So right in between the middle school age is when I dropped dance for the first time and actually just went headfirst into basketball. But that's been my sport this whole time.
Not the usual duo of a sport. But I love it. Maybe the dance moves helped you be more agile on the court. I don't know. Maybe, possibly?
No. Definitely, 100%. There's something about like having to learn rhythm and understand how your body works and footwork. I'm going to credit a lot of my basketball success to dance and being able to control my body in a lot of those ways.
Absolutely, and Belmont has seen quite a bit of success with basketball. What did you really gain from going to school there, and what kind of opportunities did you see open up being able to continue your basketball career there?
Yeah, so Belmont was perhaps the biggest blessing in my basketball career. Obviously, growing up in Middle Tennessee, I knew about Belmont. I drove past Belmont all the time, but I never quite knew exactly what the school was and what it was about. And it wasn't until I was about a junior or maybe earlier in high school that I started getting interest from Belmont, and I really leaned into what and tried to learn what they were about. And the people there are what makes that place so special. I mean, at every corner, from the coaching staff to the athletics department to every single professor that I had, everyone was on board and wanted to help you succeed. And so, obviously, I encountered a few season-ending injuries while I was at Belmont. And if it wasn't for the people there, I don't know how I would have made it through. So Belmont was incredible, and it also helped that the team was phenomenal. So basketball was just, it was great while I was there. We went to the NCAA tournament all 4 years, conference wow. champions, 3 out of those 4 years. So it was always really high quality basketball that made me a better player. But also the school itself made me a better person. So I give a lot of credit to where I'm at right now to what I went through at Belmont.
Absolutely. And you mentioned AAU. That's a lot of traveling you do with that. So what did you really take away from playing AAU? And you obviously traveled with Belmont, but what was something that you were able to take away from? I wouldn't really put AAU as a a basketball or a high school team. It really is competing at a little bit higher of a level. So what would you really take away, say you took away from those two?
Yeah, so AAU definitely was like, because, you know, Middle Tennessee basketball, honestly, like the high school basketball circuit is really intense. Like, it's really high quality women's basketball. I was going up against really great players. And so what turned out to be kind of one of the more elite AAU basketball teams in Middle Tennessee was made up of a lot of girls who I was playing against in high school, just with my high school team. So that was kind of a blessing in disguise, but it really helps you get an idea of what college is going to be about. It's going to be a lot of travel. It's going to be, you're going to be playing against really high quality talent and people who are as committed to basketball as you are. And so you don't always get that with high school basketball. You've got, you know, people who are on the team because they like the sport, but it's just one of the five things that they're doing. And, you know, they're not super, super serious about it. And then you've got those who are really serious about it. And playing AAU, it was the first time really where you go up against people who are serious about it. And that's what college is, right? Everybody that's on the team in college is serious about basketball. They're all scholarship athletes, so their priority is basketball right after school. And so that makes for some really hefty competition and traveling, going through all of that, staying in hotels. I mean, getting used to that at a young age was really, really beneficial for me, because when I got to college, that's exactly what it was. It was traveling with your girls, staying in the hotels, and then playing against top-level talent. So getting your mind ready, you know, knowing how to make sure you don't stay up too late in the hotels having fun and getting ready to go. Felt like I was ready for that when I got to college because of AAU.
Absolutely. And with going to school, going to college, and basically your hometown, yes, you did grow up more so in Murfreesboro, but still your hometown. How did you really see the community really rally around you and see that support? And now that you are in your career, how have you seen that support kind of move on, and it kind of has carried on past what you've been doing on the court?
Oh, man. The support was something that was always there for me just growing up in Middle Tennessee in general. So even in Nashville, definitely in Murfreesboro, I felt the support at every turn. And it was great playing for, you know, a school like Oakland where, you know, it's a really big school and they
get
excited.
Very good at athletics too.
Yes. Yes. Very, very good at athletics. They get very excited when their teams are doing well. And so you get a lot of support from the entire, like, Oakland community, Middle Tennessee. It creates a lot of energy in those games. So I was playing some really high-energy games in high school because of that. And it's so fun. And it's something that I always kind of had. And so I probably took it a little bit for granted while I was there, to be honest with you, just because it was something that was always there and I always experienced. And it wasn't until, I would say, when I moved out to Oklahoma City that I realized how valuable that community connection was, whether it was, you know, the parents of a teammate reaching out and, you know, saying how you're doing, or maybe, you know, a neighbor down the street cooking barbecue and being able to talk to you about, you know, what you did on the floor the other day or something along those lines. Like, that's something that I really miss being out here in Oklahoma City, because, you know, it's a completely different community, but it's a great community. It's a different community. And obviously one I didn't grow up with, but that the community aspect of it is just so special while I was living in Nashville.
Yeah, that is special. And again, you're listening again to Power Hour with Sammy Kincaid in the Strike and Spare studio. And I have with me Paris Lawson. She's the Oklahoma City Thunder broadcast and digital reporter. And Paris, you mentioned the community that really rallied around you at Belmont whenever you went through those times of getting hurt. And I would assume you were just talking about it in Oklahoma City and how you kind of have that small town vibe going there as well. But whenever you work for, I've worked in a athletic department basically my entire career up until this last job change that I had. And I would assume it's probably pretty similar on the pro side of it too, with the organization. Even though you are however many miles away, it really is a family. Would you agree with that, even at the pro level?
100%. And at the pro level, it's definitely valuable. And at the college level, it's imperative. Because when you're a collegiate athlete, a lot of the times the students that are coming to those schools, they're leaving their families for the first time. This is the first time they're really independent. They're on their own. And so knowing that there is a group of people whose job it is to help take care of you and who genuinely do want to do that, whether or not it's their job, that's incredibly important as a collegiate athlete. And at the pro level, that's something that if you have it, it's so special and something you don't want to let go of. And just for my case in particular, moving out here, this being my first full-time job out of college, not knowing anybody in Oklahoma City, having not set foot in Oklahoma City before I moved here, having a really like heartwarming community, it's just very comforting, and it helps you settle in, it helps you do your job better, helps you live your life better, and so it's something that I've learned to really grow and appreciate since being out here.
That's fantastic. And before we're coming up kind of close on a break, so last question before we head to break, I just want to know, what advice would you give to somebody that is looking to get into this same career path as you?
The biggest advice I always tell people is at the early stages, and when you're young, when you're just starting out, say yes to everything within your limits, right? Look out for yourself and your time. But what got me to where I am right now is the fact that I had a very long list of things that I had been able to do because people asked and I said yes. And then that means you got to say yes even when you're scared. It's better to do it scared than not do it at all. And that's something that would be my biggest piece of advice. Say yes to everything and don't turn down an opportunity because you never know what it'll lead to.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. I actually had a meeting yesterday. I was meeting with a student from the University of Tennessee, and she asked me, should I hone in on just one sport or should I only take jobs that are specific to being in front of the camera? And I said, no, you need to learn how to do it all. Yes. Never say no to a job. Don't pigeonhole yourself because you never know what one job will lead to and the people that you could meet and how that could really lead you to your next job. So absolutely love that you said that. But I hope that you can stay with me because I still have a lot I want to talk to you about. So I hope you can stay with me through this break and we can talk a little bit more about you being in Oklahoma City, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely. I'll be here.
All right. Well, you're listening to Power Hour with Sammy Kincaid in the Strike and Spare Studio. We're with Paris Lawson, and we're going to be right back after this break with more on how she has really shattered some ceilings in her career. Again, Power Hour with Sammy Kincaid, and we'll be right back with Paris Lawson.
Because he may have suffered two concussions within a calendar week. But also just for the optics of whenever he comes back, it'll be too soon for the masses on social media. I think it's probably going to be at least two games. You know, maybe it's as many as three. But what's your thought on that?
Because of the time between this one, I think there's a chance he only misses one, Grant. I think he only misses one, as crazy as that sounds, just because of the timeline.
I could see it. And if he's at the podium able to do press conferences and looks like himself, I think it'd be an easier sell for the Dolphins. How big of a deal would it be if Aaron Judge hit home run number 6?
The Omni Nashville Hotel, located 5th Avenue downtown, and proud sponsor of the Mid-State Checkdown High School Football Game of the Week, is Nashville's premier destination for the highest quality accommodations. Start your day with a cup of Bongo Java and the biscuit bar at Kitchen Notes. Indulge your taste with the best beef in Music City at Bob's Steak and Chop House. And wrap yourself in luxury at Makara Day Spa before enjoying a nightcap at Bar Lines. And when it comes time to host those holiday parties and gatherings of family, let the Omni Nashville Hotel take all the worry off your plate. Proud sponsor of the Mid-State Checkdown High School Football Game of the Week, and located in the heart of Music City, the Omni Nashville Hotel is your only choice. The Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Austin Hardy is your go-to agent in the Middle Tennessee community for the service you desire at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Austin Hardy has you covered. Call 615-810-999 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
In the Strike and Spare studio, and we have been speaking with Paris Lawson, the Oklahoma City Thunder broadcast and digital reporter. We were just talking about how you grew up in Nashville and really in Murfreesboro right down the road, and went to Belmont, and just you played basketball, and you can't get away from the sport. You love it, and it's really about to be in the heart of your season, or the start of your season. So what is this time of the year look like for you?
Yeah, so we are easing out of the time where I normally would be relaxed a little bit. Things would be a little calmer, a little more chill. And for the past week, I've been up at the Thunder's practice facility, getting a chance to watch practice and talk to coach and the players, and just get all the intel I need before season starts. We actually have our first game on Monday in Denver, so things are heating up very quickly. I have suddenly become very busy, so that'll be my life for the next 6 months or so.
Yeah, when I saw that the first preseason game was in 2 days, I said, how is NBA already starting up? I swear NBA is the longest season. I don't know. It's close between that and hockey. But
I know, and the funny part about it is that this has been the longest offseason in the past 2 years because of COVID. And so before this, the offseasons were shortened. And so this one, what really should have felt like a long offseason went by in a blink, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And whenever you were getting started into the industry, so I actually heard a story on you. And you don't know that I heard this story, but I was working at Vanderbilt. Football game, and we were speaking to, as you know, I know your uncle, Dean McConaughey, and he was talking with, his name is Travis Porterfield, and they were talking about how you sidelined a Nashville SC game, and I think you might have still been in college or recent graduate, and they were just talking about how you absolutely killed it. Have you always thought that you were going to be in... Have you always said, I'm just sticking with basketball? It's the sport that I played growing up. It's the sport that I know. This is what I'm going to do. Or do you like doing soccer as well?
So here's the crazy thing about this. I didn't play an ounce of soccer growing up. I didn't really watch the sport that much. I generally strayed away from it because I want to be able to use my hands in a sport. So basketball has always been my number one and always will be, to be honest with you. It's just, I know it like the back of my hand. It's my first love in sports. And so when I got the opportunity with Nashville Soccer Club, it honestly intimidated me because I knew there was going to be a whole new language that I would have to learn, an entirely new game that I would have to try to understand. And in order to really be able to, you know, tell stories and get the intel, you got to be able to speak the language a little bit. And so that job, that opportunity really intimidated me. And I have to give a lot of credit to Travis, who was in the truck, and he was so helpful. He was so encouraging and made me feel so good working that sideline because that was the first professional sport sideline opportunity that I had. And I was in college at the time. So definitely intimidated and terrified, but beyond glad that I did it. And
it kind of goes back to your advice that you gave on always say yes to everything.
Yes. And I honestly, like, especially because when that sideline opportunity came up, I had been basically working in the marketing department, you know, just kind of like doing some administrative work as an intern. Wasn't even really a full-time or wasn't a full-time employee at all, but was working alongside talent, like helping make sure they have everything they need. And the sideline reporter that they normally use for games called in sick that day. And so it was really kind of in a pinch that they needed me to step up. And so equal parts terrified, equal parts excited. but it obviously, if I hadn't have done that, I really don't know what, you know, things would look like for me right now, because that gave me a lot of confidence after I got done, that this is something I could really do for a living.
Yeah, and I love that. And the confidence that it gave you, and we just mentioned a couple of their names, Travis and Dean, and how you were talking about how you really have to speak that language. And I remember I was doing Vanderbilt football, and Dean said, "Hey, you want to be the analyst for our Vandy women's basketball games?" I said, "Dean, an analyst? I don't play basketball. Do you see me? I'm like 5 foot on a good day." And it was his confidence that he spoke into me, and that's why I think I was able to do as I did for those games. But it really is great to have some men like that in the industry, because it can get really tough, but it's a whole lot easier whenever you have some people like Dean and Travis around you to help build your confidence and give you that little push whenever you think, "I can't do this." And they're like, "No, you can do it."
Absolutely. And for a lot of reasons, right? Like, I was intimidated going into Nashville Soccer Club because it was soccer. It was a sport that I didn't know. And I had to learn really quickly. It was also intimidating because I didn't see a lot of, you know, females exactly doing, well, the other sideline reporter was a female, but just like in the realm of sports in general, I'm one of very few. And so that is another element of it that's really intimidating. So there's a lot mentally that required some encouraging and some uplifting. And if it wasn't for, you know, my Uncle Dean, who was there really supporting me and encouraging me and really like speaking into me when I needed it. Like, you're doing a great job. You did a great job. Great job on this hit. Or, you know, looking after the reels that I've put together and been like, okay, let's work on this. You really want to make sure you get to this really quickly. Or a guy like Travis in the truck saying, great job on that hit, Paris. We'll come back down to you in a little bit. Something along those lines. Something as simple as that can make all of the difference in me, you know, shaking out there out of fear and being confident in what I'm saying and what I'm doing.
Yeah. And what would you say now is your favorite part of your job with Oklahoma City?
My favorite part of the job is that no 2 days of mine look the same. So I sideline report for the Thunder. I also co-host a podcast with the Thunder. I'm also a producer on our OKC Thunder Films division, where we put together short documentaries over, you know, some stories within the Thunder organization. And I'm also just a full-time employee. So I go into the business office and sit in on meetings and things like that. So there are a lot of things that I'm involved in, and I love it so much because every day is something new. It's something exciting. And all the while, I keep pinching myself because somehow I landed the job of my dreams, right? I am in basketball talking about the sport that I know the most about and that I feel the most comfortable in. And it's incredible because this job would be, you know, it'd be a lot different if I was doing this job in hockey or something, like, you know, a sport that I never played. But to be in my comfort zone, in my niche, like, this is exactly what I feel like this job was, like, created for me in a way.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of comfort in that. And it's so much fun. So much fun. Even though it is a lot of work sometimes, it helps that it is a lot. It's a lot of fun.
It really doesn't feel like work, though, whenever you truly do love and enjoy what you're doing. And so congratulations to you for landing that right out of college at the pro level. I really don't think it can get much better for you, but I really appreciate you joining me, Paris. It's been a lot of fun talking with you, and we'll have to get you on once season really gets started and we can talk a little NBA.
Yes, absolutely. I'd love that. Thank you so much for having me, Sammy.
Thanks. And we're going to be right back after this.